What is up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Shred Show Live with me, Josh Pitts. I'm excited to be here with you today because we're going to be talking about something that benefits everybody. And this is something we've talked about before. We had Zach on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about the art of homeownership. And now you get to hear from somebody who's actually utilizing this system, utilizing these tools that we talked about. Ryan Grant is joining us from Fairway, and I'm really excited to have you, Ryan. Here's why. Ryan, not only are you a top LO, you're a leader within our industry. People look to you. So when you are using something, they're like, okay, what's Ryan's secrets? I got to know what this guy's doing so I can follow in his footsteps. So Ryan Grant, thank you so much for hanging out with us today and joining us on the Shred Show.
Yeah, man. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Ryan, before we get into everything today, I mean, you are one of the top LOs in the entire country. I mean, bar none, people look to you. They watch what you're doing. Before we kind of get into the art of homeownership, because there's a lot of things that you've utilized in that, but what is your standard day-to-day practices right now? COVID has changed a lot of things. Our industry is changing, but as standard practice, what is the kind of a normal day in the life of an LO for you look like?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually been up in Lake Tahoe. We were in Orange County. We've been up in Lake Tahoe for a couple months now, and just, yeah, social distancing, a little more up here, less case count. And so, you know, if I either work from home down there, work from home here, but still putting in, you know, good amount of hours and trying to focus on work-life balance as much as we possibly can. And there's just a ton of opportunity. And so I'm the kind of guy, when I see the immense amount of opportunity that exists today, and then I'm a lot of times driven by fear. And I know that 18 to 24 months from now is going to be a really trying, challenging time for our industry. That's what really pushes me now. It's not what we're doing today. It's, can we do it? And can we do it at a higher level when the times get challenging?
Dude, I love that you mentioned that, because right now everybody's fat and happy. And as an LO who's been experienced, like, you've seen these ups and these downs. We've all ridden the roller coaster. Anybody who's been in this industry for any period of time knows that we go through that. Everybody is so focused on, like, the right now, my pipeline's full, I'm excited. Like, it's just, let's just keep crushing it. But we have to look to the future. We have to have the right systems in place. We have to have the right tools in place so that in 6 months, like you said, here in a few months, when things do get difficult, we're like, hey, you know what? I'm totally okay. I got that upward swing of momentum. I still have that momentum, and I'm going to continue to carry it using the right tools and the right system, which, of course, that's what I'm here to talk about with you today, is the art of homeownership. This is a tool. This is a system that originators, that real estate, this benefits the end consumer, because that's why we're all here. We want to help the consumer. It's that process. But ultimately, at the end of the day, originators, something that we see them struggle with a lot, loan officers, they typically go to one referral source. They're always just like, hey, real estate agents, real estate agents, real estate agents. And they, well, again, we're not saying that's a bad thing. Real estate agents are great. Realtors, we love you. We absolutely do. But there are other referral sources out there outside of the real estate agent. And you've utilized the art of homeownership in that way.
Yeah, I think not only should the real estate space be maybe 30% of our overall makeup of our lead source, but I think we owe it to a lot of them who have been really great to us and refer their clients to us for years. We owe it to them to return the favor, right? So we should be able to generate just as much, if not more, you know, listing leads, buyer leads, and get to the consumer in a way that they may not be able to. So that's really what we're trying to do moving forward, is not only have to be reliant on one lead source, but being able to kind of shift that and transition into where we become the lead generator along with them, and then we really collaborate at a higher level.
Yeah. And I think that's just it, is it, there's that collaboration. And sorry, we're just getting messages as, for some reason, the stream crashed on Facebook for some reason. And we all know why. Facebook had a whole big update this morning. So we'd seen this earlier with a couple other streams that we saw. So guys, you're still live on LinkedIn and YouTube, and we'll get this, make sure we get this reposted up on Facebook here shortly. But if you're joining us on Facebook, we apologize with technical difficulty there. But like you're talking about, Ryan, there is collaboration and there's more opportunities outside of real estate. You mentioned something that I think is absolutely key to when it comes to collaborating. It has to be mutually beneficial. It cannot be a one-sided relationship. And the art of homeownership, the tools and the system that's there, it's not just a benefit to the loan officer. It's a huge benefit to the CPAs, financial planners, the people that you're working with as well.
Yeah, the whole premise of it is that we can add so much value to the lives of our clients that, you know, everybody wants to be a part of that, right? Because every industry is looking to be more and add more value to the life of the client. The real estate agent wants to do that, the CPA, the financial planner. We all can't just do the transaction well and assume that's going to carry us far enough into the future. we have to realize that, you know, our industry and the world is changing, and the consumer is going to look for more and more value. And in the absence of that value, they're just going to look for a cheaper and cheaper price, which we've seen in multiple industries.
Yeah. And I think it's not always, I'm so glad that you bring that up. It's not always about the cheapest price. Sometimes we get so stuck on like, hey, it's all about the lowest interest rate. It's all about that. But there, and I'm not saying that that's not a big part of it. That definitely that plays a role. You have to be in the ballpark. But at the same time, there really is a value that is created by a mortgage professional, a mortgage advisor, if you will, who really has systems and tools and other knowledge and information at their discretion. If you're just another LO out there hawking like, hey, I have great interest, I have the best interest rates, I have the best service, you're a thing of the past, man.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, it's not even appropriate for the consumer to do that, because who's ever became wealthy or successful by managing expenses? I mean, it's not how people grow, right? The people need what they don't know they have access to, which is all the 7 services that we provide them. And so our realtor partners love it because, you know, they can acquire new clients and adopt new clients at a high level. Our ancillary business partners, trusted professionals, the companies that we work with, we really want to change the way that the consumer looks at what a mortgage and real estate professional is. Like the difference needs to be value additive as opposed to transactionally successful.
Dude, I love that. And you mentioned a couple of things. First off, you talked about CPAs, financial planners, these other people that you're working with. But I know one way that you've really utilized the art of homeownership in your business is actually working with businesses, working with corporations. And that's, yeah, you found a lot of value in that. You've worked with some big companies, and you've really seen a lot of success with that as well.
Yeah. Facebook is one of our companies. Unfortunately, we're not live on there right now. But
Facebook, come on.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking In-N-Out right now, Blizzard Entertainment. There's a lot of different companies that we have engaged with that realize that if they can offer all 7 of these services to their employees as an employee benefit without paying for it, and without it costing the employee anything, without there being any sort of sales tactic, there's multiple studies that show why workplace improvement increases, why, you know, workplace turnover goes down, why profitability actually goes up. And so we have all those analytics that we can present to a company and say, look, your employees don't want mortgages. Quite the opposite, right? They want to become successful. They want to feel confident with their real estate financial goals. They want to have a plan and a path. They want the education that comes along with it. And they're not getting that anywhere right now. We can offer that, and here's how. So that's been incredibly successful.
So I want to talk about this, and this is not quite a sidetrack, but this is kind of a really good point. And again, one of the reasons that you've been as successful as you have within the mortgage industry is knowledge is power. You have to, as an originator, it's ultimately our job to educate the consumer. They see, you know, they see the news, they see things that, you know, big announcements, oh, our interest rates are going up 50 basis points. They don't even know what that means. But your entire career, you have built it on being one of the most knowledgeable and having the right tools, having the right systems at your fingertips. How, for you, over all these years, for as long as you've been doing this, you know, is it always about knowledge? Is it always, what takes forefront when it comes to working with a consumer for you?
I just think it's, you know, I was very much not proud of our industry or what I did for a long time. You know, I was one of the top, I was fortunate to be one of the top, you know, mortgage professionals in the country in terms of transactional volume. But just because I sold more debt than other people was not something that made me really excited to talk about. And plus, most people have a very skewed understanding of what a loan officer is, right? Sure. But I think it's unfortunately kind of an earned trait, right? Is it, you know, you see the movie The Big Short and you see what happened back in 2007, and, you know, every person right now that, you know, for the most part is a loan officer is very similar, right? They quote rates, terms, they, you know, refinance people. And so the average person doesn't have a high level of, I don't know, you call it respect for a loan officer, right? They just, oh, you're a loan officer. Okay, cool. And that never sat well with me because I knew I was a lot more than that. I just didn't have necessarily a way to show that. So we built the Art of Homeownership because we wanted to show the client we can actually be more beneficial in their life than just a debt provider. And the only way we could do that is to ask a lot of the right questions. So a big part of the Art of Homeownership is our platform where we train all of the partners on, here's the questions you need to ask, because it's irresponsible of you to give someone a massive debt and a massive asset and then not make sure they're properly protected with life insurance, disability insurance, umbrella policies. And if we assume they're going to figure those things out, tax benefits, long-term real estate and financial planning, retirement planning, generational wealth management, if we assume they're going to figure that out when we don't teach real estate or finance in our society, that's a really poor assumption, right? And so since we've made that change, and since we've now dedicated our practice to be what we consider as one of the most valuable practices in the country, the resurgence of pride in what we do and the level of excitement in which I talk about our profession has really gone to a whole new level, right? So it's, we're having different conversations with people. We're talking to them about things other than just debt and debt structure. And so that for me has been really important and a key driver for all the people that work with us and all the Art of Homeownership partners across the country. You really want to change the perception of what we are to the consumer.
Oh, dude, those are powerful words right there, because we see a lot of companies come and go. We see, especially in our industry, we kind of see what I like to call a shiny toy syndrome, is some company or some product or tool or system will come along saying, we're the newest and latest and greatest. We're going to help as an originator. We're going to help you grow your business and you're going to go big. But it's sometimes the focus is lost. What you're talking about here, this is all about the consumer. It's all about helping us as originators ultimately help that consumer get what they deserve. That's why I love that you call it the art of homeownership, because truly what we do is an art. And like you said, we as originators have this opportunity. We have this blessing. We get to help people in ways that nobody else can. We get to help them the dream of homeownership is what we create. So we have to have the right tools. We have to have those things at our discretion.
Yeah, there really is an art to being a homeowner. I always tell everyone, look, buying a home is not that hard, right? Giving you a mortgage isn't that hard. We just do math. And we ask a couple of the right questions. The challenging part is becoming a successful homeowner. Mm. That's where it becomes a real challenge, because for the next 30 years, your life will inevitably change. It will evolve. You'll have highs, you'll have lows. And the question is, are you 100% confident in how to manage your mortgage, your real estate assets, and your finances as your life changes and evolves? And 99.9% of America will tell you, no, I'm not confident in that. And the question is, well, who do you have helping you? And the answer is no one. Right. So we want to fill that void. And yes, we may just provide mortgages, but with the Art of Homeownership, it's so much more than that. Right. I mean, it dives into every aspect of everything, real estate, finance, and ancillary. And that's what we get excited about, is we know we can really move the needle in people's lives in a proactive way. And we don't just have to talk about our speed, our service, our rate, our, you know, commitment to relationships, which are all great things for 30 days. But if you don't have no commitment to the client for 30 years later and it's all up to them, I don't care how good your service is, I'm going to go for the cheap rate every time.
See, dude, and it's this mentality that the Art of Homeownership has, that the entire organization, you using it, yourself and your business, that's what's helping us grow. That's helping our mindset shift in this industry. Like you said, we were all there. I remember selling, like I was so focused on rates for a long time, but our mindset is starting to change. We're starting to evolve as leaders like yourself. It's companies like the Art of Homeownership that is starting to help the originator evolve that mindset to really become like, hey, there's more to it. Like, yes. And because, dude, I agree with you 100%. Writing a loan, doing a mortgage is not a super complicated process. And a lot of it's automated these days, but there's a lot more that goes into it. It's helping them on a long-term basis. It's helping them plan. It's helping them manage their debt. It's helping them. Nobody wants that debt. Who wants a $350,000 debt hanging over them? Nobody does. But if we as mortgage professionals, as advisors, can help them really understand what they're getting themselves into, how they can utilize this over the next 30 years, that's what helps us crush it. And again, that's what the Art of Homeownership, the tools are right there. They're right at your fingertips. So with that, Ryan, what are some of the tools? I know that, again, with that, as much as you've used it, are there any tools specifically, are there any parts of the Art of Homeownership that you really like? This is something I utilize on a frequent basis. So what are some of the things that you really love about it?
Yeah, one of our favorite tools of the seven things that we offer is the pre-sales renovation financing. So there's so many people in America that own homes that are right trying to sell them, or they want to sell them and they want to move up. They want to move out of the area. And they obviously, everyone wants to maximize the sales price of their home, right? Nobody wants to sell their home for anything less than absolute top dollar. Challenge is maybe they haven't done anything to it. They haven't renovated it. They haven't upgraded it. You know, paints, you know, it just doesn't show well. And we all know when you walk into a home and it just doesn't show well, you don't get that emotional connection. You're not going to really dive in and say, I want this home. That's why new homes sell so well.
Right.
So we have a pre-sales renovation financing service where I can say, Josh, you know what? Your house is awesome and I'd love to sell it. But, you know, and our agent partners are able to do this as a part of the platform. So we say, look, we'd love to sell it. We think we can sell it for $400,000. However, if you can put $10,000 into it, I promise you we can get an extra 40, right? Because it'll bring it up to industry standards, so on and so forth. And you say, well, I'd love to do that. I just don't have $10,000 lying around. I want to sell the house, then I'll have some money. So you know what? We can actually handle that for you, right? We can actually do the work for you. We can finance the project. There's no interest. There's no fees. You don't pay anything for it. And ultimately, we'll upgrade the home. We'll make sure that you maximize the return on investment for this property so you can really go, you know, not only get the next home that you want, but have additional funds for retirement planning, you know, paying off debt or whatever else puts you in a better financial position. So every client that we work with, and hopefully soon every prospect or every consumer in America knows, don't ever sell your house without making it in the best shape. And that could just be something as simple as paint or staging, or it could be something as drastic as an entire kitchen remodel, bathroom makeover. But whatever it is, don't settle to sell your house for less. And again, that's just one of the seven services, but that's one that anytime someone says, I'm thinking of selling and buying, we win that client's trust and opportunity 12 times out of 10.
See, but that's just it, man. It's like, it's those little things that as originators, we have so much going on our plate. We mentioned this in the beginning. Everybody is busy. Everybody has a full pipeline, but it's these little things that the art of homeownership helps us add. This is one more value to the consumer. Dude, no one else is doing that. If you're helping them get, you know, the full value of their home when they're going to sell it, how much is that consumer going to like just be like, oh my gosh, Ryan, you are incredible. You know, this was above and beyond what a loan officer typically, you know, does for their client. You won that customer for life. Like you win. Like, and that's what it's all about in the end.
Well, that's how we got the Facebook account. As I was talking, we do a post-closing call with every client and I spend about 20 minutes on the phone with each client and I basically explain what our relationship is going to look like for the next 30 years, right? Why they should connect with us, why they need to engage with the services, what they're going to be getting from us, how it will impact them. And this client says, you know, I've owned homes, I've bought and sold homes for years. No one's ever done any of these things, right? Like I never even hear from a lender after the transaction closes, right? Realtors just send me postcards and hope I call them back. And she goes, I don't understand how you guys do this, but it's amazing. And obviously that gave me, we would always ask for the connection with the HR, but I promise you, if we were just good at service and closed on time, she's not going to stick her neck out and put me in front of an HR company for a 40,000 person company, right? Like we needed to transform the way she thought of us and that emotion she wanted to reciprocate to other people in her life, which were her coworkers.
Dude, that's just it. It's that type of relationship that I don't want to call it service. I guess it is. You can include it as service, but it's more than that. It's actually caring about the person that you're working with. It's giving them something that nobody else does. And I like the word care simply because it's more than just a tool. It's more than just a system. It's more than just a service. There's so much that is built into that relationship. And that's what the art of homeownership is really helping originators continue to do, is making sure they see more than just that transaction.
Well, that's how we should all measure our success, right? Like our success shouldn't be measured with how many loans we fund or how much money we make. Our success should be measured on how successful we make our clients. Like the people that entrust us with their livelihood and the livelihood of their families, if we can make them more successful consistently and systematically, well, then we're the most successful mortgage lender on the planet, right? Because I don't know another mortgage lender that outside of an art of homeownership partner that can say that. Right? You always hear loan officers say, I just do this because I love helping people. Well, all you're really doing is fulfilling an order, right? Like that person was going to get a loan regardless if it was you or somebody else. So how much did you really help them? And maybe you structured the loan a little bit better than the next guy. Maybe you had a little bit better service. But the real help that everyone needs is after the transaction, right? Because that's where you make or break being successful or not.
Bingo.
Right? So how are you impacting your clients' lives on a proactive and consistent basis to the point to where you create dependency in every aspect of real estate or finance? Like your client would be out of their mind to do anything real estate or financial related without consulting with you first because of the value you consistently add. And that's what I think every originator in the country should shoot for. And that's why, you know, we're so proud to be a part of the art of homeownership, because that community is driving that ship.
Dude, that's like a mic drop. That's a perfect note to end on, because that's exactly what we are striving, and the Art of Homeownership is striving to do, is helping originators, helping mortgage advisors do more than, again, even if you do, you talked about 70 of these things that you guys do, even if you're taking a few of these and really adopting and implementing them in your business, you're going to be leaps and bounds above everybody else, all of your competition. People are looking for ways to separate themselves from the competition, especially right now. You can't just offer the best price anymore. You can't just offer the best rates. We all have access to them. You have to become more, and you really have to add that value, and you have to care about people at the end of the day. So Ryan, I cannot thank you enough. Clearly the Art of Homeownership has helped you step up your game. You're going to continue to crush it, because again, you find these little things, these secrets, if you will, that aren't secrets anymore. We're sharing it with you, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to join the Art of Homeownership now, the link is below. We're going to drop it right now. So if you guys have any questions, if you want to get more information about it, you can reach out to the team of our Art of Homeownership, and you can really start to separate yourself. You can be like guys like Ryan, people who are utilizing it right now. And like Ryan said it earlier, if you want to start planning for the future, if you really want to start changing things, so you're not just fat and happy with your pipeline right now, if you really want to make sure this is a long-term career, which we all should as advisors, the Art of Homeownership can help you get there. So Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, man. I really appreciate it.
Josh, thank you, brother. Appreciate you having me.
As always, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys. Thanks, Ryan.